Y'all ready for the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
It's a happy 37th birthday for me today.
Yeah, happy birthday, brother.
You know, we were supposed to record yesterday, but Jonathan was coming by. And like, well, you want to do this now?
Yeah.
Well, cool. You find this with me. Let's get on the mic and handle it. So, yeah, I had a good time with the Magic Mountain. I hadn't been there like 10 plus years. Went dolo, like, I don't care. I went, got on as many rides as possible, acting like a big ass kid. It was fun.
That's cool.
You know, wife took me out to breakfast in the morning.
Nice.
I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
How was that?
It was good. Nice. It was enjoyable. Got me ready for that Avengers 2 coming out.
Yep. Yeah.
Marvel's on their thing. They handling their business. So,
and they announced they're gonna make a freaking Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
With freaking Aquaman.
Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
Aquaman's getting his own movie.
Oh, you know.
Come on,
you
man.
Know them studios trying to fight.
Come on,
comic
man.
Books is the joint now.
Aquaman, how about y'all redo Ghost Rider? Because y'all did him poor, and that is like my favorite comic book character. Y'all need to read Nicolas Cage. Come on,
dude, that's bad.
That was like the first Hulk movie. Terrible. You need to get a real act. Like who could? You know what?
Never mind.
I ain't even gonna worry about it. Redo Ghost Rider though. Period.
Yeah, that was kind of sad.
Terrible.
And it's in August, so, you know, we're getting into football season even more. More preseason, more drama.
First thing I want to say, though, first things first, I got to give my prayers really go out to those people out in Franklin, Missouri, because my God.
Oh, it's Ferguson, Missouri.
Ferguson, Missouri. I'm sorry. But because my God. See, I watch, seeing clips, man, you almost, I swear to God, sometimes you're like, I look like a damn third world country. They just fucking up. It's absurd, and I really truly feel for this young man's family, because I'm like, this is a kid who was about to go to college, you know, trying to better his life, and from what we've read, the kid was unarmed, and his life was taken. So
yeah,
I don't know what's going on with officers and police officials these days, because there was another issue with the black gentleman who was choked out to death, and.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on, but ladies and gentlemen, please be careful out there. Please, please be careful. Do not fight the police. Do what they tell you to do. Just, it ain't even worth it.
Yeah, it's just
it
hard
ain't
now.
Even worth it.
It's just hard now where you cannot do nothing and still get your life taken.
It's,
so, you
it's
know,
a sad day.
Some folks out in Ferguson who've been fighting, I know, shout out to our boy Daryl from Strata Low Cash. I know he was down there doing some reporting. And there, so all them folks in Missouri, you know, you peacefully protesting, doing the right thing.
You're doing what you're,
you know,
you're
the,
doing what
the
you're
fact that
to.
They reacted that way, you know,
shows that you pushed a button.
Yeah,
you hit a little nerve with them. So you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and
you're doing the
up.
Right thing.
And
thank
they,
you.
And they doing it. So
exactly,
you know, shout out to them folks who doing that. You know, we rest in peace to all those
who've lost
their
lives
recently.
That's,
to all this, you know, crappy stuff going on.
It's very sad
with cops, you know, and you know, rest in peace to Robin Williams.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
That was,
I mean,
out the blue and the way he chose to do it. You know, it's kind of sad to see.
It's very sad to
see.
It's
a lot of deaths going on. I mean, these are all on top. Like, right after the stuff came out about Ferguson, it was like, oh, Robin Williams committed suicide.
Like,
what?
Wow. And it goes to show you that even these famous people, these actors, actresses, these pro athletes, all these celebrities, they have their own battles, man. They have their own issues they go through. Yeah. They're human beings just like the rest of us. He was battling depression issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we didn't see it.
No.
But he was going through it. So, I mean, you never know what anybody's going through. So
you always hope that he knows that he was loved and appreciated.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but people going through stuff in life, man, you don't know. I mean, stuff is hard to handle. And sometimes it's easier because you don't want to keep fighting. You don't want to keep getting up. You just want to just give up and just deal with it. But, you know, just so it's just it was a lot of unnecessary deaths.
Yeah.
That happened recently that could have been prevented one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, so all the families out there, you know, our prayers are with y'all.
Definitely. We just, we had to speak on that real quick before we got to the good stuff.
It's just sad to see that. Yeah, it's just sad. You know, so, you know, all them people will be missed. And I hope a lot of things are learned from this and a lot of positive moves come out of all of the stuff that's been going down. Because, wow.
And I hope y'all tune in to us to make you laugh a little bit or, you know. Forget about those things at least for an hour or so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, life still goes on.
Exactly.
And, you know, but we got to make sure we stay on top of things.
That's right.
You know, and over here, you know, on top of that, we on top of these sports games.
Woo, woo, woo. You know, closer and closer we inching to the start of the season. You know both of them. Both of them.
Yep. So if you want to holler at us, you know how to do it via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. On voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Yeah,
send us something. You know, we'll read it, play it on the show, answer your questions there.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, anything, let us know and we will definitely get back at you.
Hello. Oh, yeah. So we started this journey out in the AFC South, AFC NFC South. Then we went last week, did the AFC NFC North. Now we're going over to the east side of things.
To the east. All right.
Please check out the past shows to make sure you guys are caught up. Give us your previews. Let us know your thoughts on who you think is going to win those divisions.
And keeping up with your fantasy leagues, you know. I know y'all got your drafts coming up. It's all kind of drafts this month. I already know. Yeah. I know because mine's coming up this month. So be on your game. Listen out. I'm giving y'all the heads up. I'm telling y'all who to pick. Y'all know what's up.
That's right. And so, as usual, we'll start off with the AFC. Looking at last season.
Put my cap on, my football cap on right now.
There you go. Get in the mode.
All right.
You know, this was basically a one-team race last year.
We got New England. We got New York. We got Buffalo. We got Miami.
Mm-hmm. New England came out just balling. You know, finished 12-4.
Got to give
manhandled the division.
Got to give it to New England. I mean, considering all things considered, basically no wide receivers. I mean, Gronk was in and out throughout the season. Shane Vereen was like the one constant they had, and even he got hurt throughout the season. And Tom Brady was Tom Brady. I mean, he just did what he did, which is why the man is just I can't explain why he's so good. He's just so calm and poised in the pocket. The man is just great though. He's accurate. It's the mental. It's the mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he beats everybody. So, I mean, Tom Brady's doing his thing. It doesn't look like he skipped a beat. He played in the preseason 9-8-10 for, well, he was 80 yards and a touchdown. Threw a pick six, but apparently it wasn't his fault. So,
I'm saying he had had to deal with all the Aaron Hernandez jazz last season. Replaced Wes Welker with
Danny Amendola. Danny, I can't stay healthy, Amendola.
He got even his losing defensive guys toward the end. Yep. Made Julian Edelman
a fantasy stud.
Mm-hmm. Made a lot of people. And it's
made
just
him some money. Yeah.
Made it to the AFC Championship.
And lost to whom? Thank you very much. Don't need to be said again.
Right.
But, hey, they got there.
Mm-hmm.
All things considered, they had a hell of a run. So they are a team that improved in the offseason. I mean, shoot. All you got to say is they added Darrelle Revis. Yes, they've improved.
Oh, no, they have, man.
I mean, lose Aqib Talib, but you replace him with Revis Island. I'd say that's a slight upgrade there. You added Brandon Browner, who a lot of people forget that they got, even though he's going to be suspended the first four games of the season.
Yep.
That gives you two big old cornerbacks on the islands that you can deal with. So it's going to be rough. The question mark, though, is it's going to be the wide receivers. It's going to be that core. I mean, you know, they got Danny Amendola. You have Julian Edelman as your veterans. But, you know, Kimbrell Tompkins was the fantasy. Oh, he's the sleeper of fantasy. He was garbage.
No, you said it right. I'm just like Julian Edelman's a veteran now. Like,
yeah, he's a veteran now. I got to give it to Julian Edelman. Former seventh round pick. The man was a freaking quarterback when he played in college. So to make the conversion to wide receiver, A. He's paid his dues. He made some money. Danny Amendola, if he can ever stay healthy, he'd be a pretty damn good receiver.
Oh, in this offense, yeah, especially.
But yeah, so it's going to come down to these young cats. Aaron Dobson, rookie last year. Josh Boyce, rookie last year. And Kimbrell Tompkins, another rookie last year. So, I mean, that goes to show you what they were dealing with Tom Brady. I mean, he's playing with basically nothing but rookies most of the
young
time.
Guys and guys with not a lot of experience.
Got them to the damn AFC Championship game. So, like I said, kudos to them. Bill Belichick. I mean, I guess if you want to call him the George Popovich, the Greg Popovich of NFL, you can. I mean, the man just constantly is churning out a successful team. Granted, it's been a while since they've had a ring. They're always in the mix.
Yeah.
So I'm clearly expecting them to win the division again this year. There ain't no change in that.
I know. I mean, that and, you know, the fact that their defense was the biggest question mark and they really upgraded. Like you said, Darrelle Revis brought in was like, okay, they ready.
Money. And then they added Brandon Browner.
Yeah.
Money.
Still got Gerard Mayo.
Money.
And Wilfork's still there. He resigned, so.
Wilfork came back.
No, they got some pieces, and, you know, people are really talking about their defense this year. And
look out for Chandler Jones.
There you see.
Good pass rusher right there, I'm just saying. But, I mean, you know, they're going to be a force. But their defense is going to have to be right.
Yeah, for them to make a key. I mean, they're already talking about not comparing, but so much like when they won their championships, it was about their defense. And now people are starting to bring up their defense might be championship material.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you about the running backs. I know everybody's looking for running backs, and the Stephen Ridley is there.
I mean, Stephen fumbles. might as well just call him fumbles. I mean, that's what he did. He fumbled tonight in the preseason. It's just, I mean, golly, you can't do that in the Bill Belichick offense. Shane Vereen, fantasy-wise, of course, is the lock as the most consistent running back. The question is going to be if he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Look out for James White, the rookie they picked out of Wisconsin. They're, you know, kind of plugging him in with the ones and twos every now and then. So, you know, he might be a guy that emerges later on for New England. But, I mean, fantasy-wise, New England isn't really the best.
Because they're
like Spurs. They don't care about fantasy. They don't care about all that crap. They don't care about your players that you got. So, you know, proceed with caution when you're picking anybody but Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady. Them is the two you can count on, because I got Rob last year, sneaked him onto my team, and you know what? He produced. So apparently he's looking healthy. So if he's healthy, he's the number two tight end behind Jimmy Graham. I'm just going to say that now.
Mm-hmm.
He is the number two, and I hope y'all don't forget that. I know Julius Thomas is the rage and all that crap, but let's be real. Gronk was there before Jimmy Graham. He just got hurt.
Oh, I mean, if he's healthy,
he's right there neck and neck with Jimmy Graham. So look out for him fantasy-wise. And, of course, you can't go wrong with Mr. Brady. He just does what he does. But I'd say Tom Brady, pick him in the second round. And Gronk, if you can get him in the second round later, steal.
Y'all see that? Yeah, they're you know, their schedule isn't too bumpy. Just looking at it, though, toughest part might be in the middle, week 8 and 9 before they bye. They're at home with Chicago and then Denver.
Ah, yes. Yeah, bring then it on back.
Off the bye at Indianapolis, home to Detroit, and at Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's probably them will be they toughest out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they finished the last 3 weeks playing the division, you know, which we'll get into in a second. With the rest of them, but you know they look poised to about just do the same thing.
Exactly, I don't see any change.
I can see them going 12-4 again, possibly. You know, playing for a bye.
Yeah.
Well, at least under the new rules.
Yeah.
You know, with this new playoff crap. You know, they were there before. You know, they always giving us plenty of reason to hate them and not like them. You know, and I don't see that trend stopping this season.
Yeah.
And I'll be pulling for them to hopefully not make it again.
Come on, Peyton. Peyton Brady, 2,700.
All right, on to Miami. Tied 8-8 with the Jets. They have the overall second spot in this division.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just looking at them, they're just about average. We know nobody's really hype about Tannehill. It was a lot of talk early on now.
Haters.
Third season.
Haters.
Folks not really sure what they're going to get from him. We had all that drama. They were a drama.
Was that last year? Yes, it was.
Did it start with Chad Johnson? Was that the same? Were they on Hard Knocks last year? Was that that year?
Yes. Yes.
Oof. Okay. Yeah.
It was a rough year.
Yeah. Between that, yeah.
And Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito. I mean, in all honesty, though, for them to deal with all of that and finish second, that ain't a bad job by Joe Philbin, the head coach. I mean, I'm sorry, but to deal with all of that and y'all finish second, shoot. Honestly, I expect them to finish second again. I do. I really do. I do. I like Ryan Tannehill. People have to remember, this is a guy who was, he played wide receiver his first couple years of college and then converted to quarterback. It's going to take a couple, it's going to take some time, but I mean, he has the athleticism that everybody loves. Mm-hmm. He can run. He can scramble a little bit. He has a nice arm. It's more so going to come down to the chemistry with his weapons. Mike Wallace was clearly overpaid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right, he's going to have to make do because his first year in that contract was horrible.
Yeah, he's got to improve.
He's got to improve. You got Brian Hartline, who is Mr. I catch everything, but I never get touchdowns. He never gets touchdowns.
No, he doesn't.
He get a lot of yards, but he never gets touchdowns. Charles Clay, he emerged last year tight end, but he's kind of banged up now. Lamar Miller was a disappointment starting at running back. For all you fantasy nuts out there, I know. I picked him too. You got Noshon, who Denver didn't want back. And I mean, he's to be real, he's average. He's an average running back. He's good in pass protection, but for the most part, he's an average back. So I expect Lamar Miller to start again. It's going to be interesting to see with their defense, though. I mean, you got Cameron Wake still, so you can rush the passer. You know, I don't know if they have enough, though. I just don't know if they have enough to leap or even compete with New England. But, you know, I expect them to finish second in this division just because I just don't think it's a strong division, personally. They'll be so-so. I give them maybe 7 wins, 8 wins, 8-8 at the best, and, you know, moving on next season.
Yeah, I can see them doing about the same thing. I know Mike Pouncey has been injured, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's a big loss for them.
Their O-line's in shambles.
And to lose your center, that's not going to be good.
But I think they're going to surprise a little people. I just think they're going to bust their butts. They're going to overachieve.
No, they will.
They'll overachieve.
They will. You know, looking at their schedule, you know, starting at New England, Kansas City week 3, Green Bay and Chicago back-to-back week 6 and 7. And that'll kind of mess things up. And then, you know, Denver week 12, week 14, 15, Baltimore, and then at New England. You know, they got some major bumps in the road. I can see all them games. I can see them losing all of them. So, yeah, probably about
7-8.
Yeah.
7-8-8, yeah. Sounds about right.
You know, hopefully they can do a little bit better, but I'd like to see their running game improve. I mean, Lamar Miller's been butt.
Daniel
Thomas hadn't done anything.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel Thomas, he might get cut after this preseason.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's been a bust for a while. And then moving on to the next squad, who I think will finish third, and that is the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
This could be Rex Ryan's last year. Could be.
Oh, yeah, because it always seemed like last year it was going to be his last.
I'm not sold on Geno. I'm not sold. I am not sold on Geno Smith. He was god awful last year. He's going to be better than last year. I mean, of course.
But he was up and down like literally.
Yeah, it was like week I'm good, the next week I'm terrible, the next week I'm good, the next week I'm terrible. It was just too much back and forth. And I mean, looking at their schedule as well, I'm not seeing it. So,
I mean, you know, they finished sixth in rushing last year. You know, added Chris Johnson in the mix. You know, to get back to the ground and pound.
Also, he is a guy that has not been the same since he had that 2,000-yard season.
Nope,
he has not been the same guy. You got Chris Ivory, who's pretty good. He's pretty good. But the question is going to be really with their wide receiver core. You got Eric Decker, which was a nice add in the offseason, but as a lot of people said, myself, We think he's more of a number two than a number one guy. They drafted Stephen Hill out of Georgia Tech a couple years ago, who was somewhat of the same size as Demaryius Thomas, but really hasn't panned out due to injuries and drop issues. I mean, wide receiver-wise, they don't have a lot. And you got, I guess, Jeremy Curley. There's not a whole lot there. So, you know, Joshua Cribbs.
You know, they paid Eric Decker. He had the Mike Wallace syndrome.
Got Jacoby Ford. I mean, it's not the best looking group of wide receivers. Same with tight end. You got Jason Morrow, who they picked out of Texas Tech this year in the draft, but I've heard he's had some struggles, you know, capturing the playbook and all that other stuff. I mean, you got
what's his name? Cumberland.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Cumberland.
You got Jeff Cumberland.
Who was just there.
You got Zach Sudfeld, who was a fantasy sleeper last year for the Patriots, who didn't pan out. So I mean, offensively again, I'm not sold on Geno. They haven't given him enough weapons to work with. I mean, yes, can the ground and pound work? Yes, of course it can. We saw it with Mark Sanchez; they can do it. But I just don't know if their defense is that good.
Yeah, their defense.
I don't know if it's that good to just carry their team.
Yeah, their struggle was on their pass. Yeah, they were third in rushing defense last year. Only 22nd in passing defense, and now you got, you know, well,
I like Muhammad Wilkerson. He's a stud.
Yeah,
he's a stud.
Yeah, they can run the ball and stop the run, which is good.
And Sheldon Washington, another stud.
That three-man rotation at running back, but
Richardson, I should say.
31st in passing. I mean, if they even want to get close to a playoff spot, a wild card, because we ain't winning the division.
Nah.
31st in passing is not going to cut it.
And their starting corners are hurt. They've lost their top two or three. So they've converted a safety, I believe Anthony Allen, to cornerback. So they're just looking for bodies at this point. So, yeah, I expect duplicate results.
And the big question that's been on there and going, I guess it's right now, how long?
Till Michael Vick?
Yep. Can Geno Smith hold on to the job? Geno Smith shows promise. I'm with you. I need to see some more before I can, you know, actually feel good
confident
about him.
Yeah.
But
he showed some skills. He showed some flashes. I mean, like we said, he was like a seesaw. He won one week, won, lost the next, won the next, won, lost the next. He was back and forth. So he did show some things that he could do. He showed some skill, but I mean, I think this is part of the reason he dropped, you know, to the second round when everybody thought he was going to be a first-round pick. You know, people don't know. They're unsure about him. He looks a little nervous in the pocket sometimes. And he has to get off to a quick start. If he doesn't, I can see him getting yanked real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know Rex Ryan's trying to play for his job. You got a veteran guy in Vic who's played with Marty Mordenwig back in Philly, knows the offense. And, I mean, to be fair, I mean, if you got a triple threat to run with Vic, Chris Johnson, and Chris Ivory, and Vic can throw the ball, I mean, it's not a bad look.
Yeah, because I'm looking at their schedule right now.
Mm-hmm.
Their weeks 2 through 4, they got at Green Bay and then Chicago and then Detroit. I mean, goddamn. I'm like, well, 1-3.
And then at San Diego, then Denver, then at New England.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a
And then they got at Kansas City and then Pittsburgh. All before their bye week at 11. And if they only win, count them games, maybe San Diego. But if they don't beat San Diego, they might only be 2 wins through week 11.
And then 3 of their last 4 games are on the road. At Minnesota, at Tennessee, New England, and then at Miami. Ugh. So, like I said, it's not looking good for New York. But I mean, Rex Ryan, this could be, I'm not saying it is, it could potentially be his last year, though. If they don't finish well, that could be it.
Yeah, they got to hang, but where the schedule looks, I don't know.
Yeah. And then last, but certainly not least, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, how long has it been since they've been, what was it, Drew Bledsoe? I think it was the last time they got to the playoffs?
It's been too long. some promise, it feels like, and then, nope.
Well, then Chris Berman, nobody circles the wagon like the Buffalo Bills. But, I mean, they have so much potential. And there's that P word. But it's the truth. They have so much potential, offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's start with the offense. You look at EJ. You got EJ Manuel, quarterback, who they picked, who everybody was surprised. Like, oh, the shit, they picked him in the first round. I mean, skill-wise, I mean, he has the skills of a first-round pick. I mean, we saw some good things out of him last year, till mm-hmm. he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they added Sammy Watkins in this draft to try to get him some weapons. You got Robert Woods out of USC. You added Mike Williams from Tampa Bay. So they're trying to get him some pieces. The number one position they haven't fixed, though, and it's been a while, is tight end. I don't know why they have not tried to get, like, a legit tight end.
They believe in Scott Chandler.
Oh, my God. Look, he's 6'7 and can catch touchdowns in the red zone, but that's about it. He's slow as molasses. He can't, you know, not juking anybody. So they gotta address the tight end position. Offensive line is, yeah, it's okay. It's all right, but
they gonna need it because that's their offense.
Yeah,
they running game.
And then you got CJ Spiller, you got Fred Jackson. They added Bryce Brown, who I like from Philly.
Okay.
But
yeah, running game solid.
The running game solid.
One of them can't hold on to the job.
I mean, because CJ Spiller to me is boomer, but he's just too small. But I hate saying that because Jamal Charles is small and he is murdering cats. Mm. So, I mean, to me, I guess size really isn't the biggest deal, but CJ Spiller can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
That's the big thing with him.
They seem like to make it work because they were second in rushing last year. So they could run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Spiller was picked high by a lot of folk.
And Fred Jackson is just like Mr. Consistent. Like he. CJ Spiller. It's like clockwork. CJ Spiller's going to get hurt this season. Fred Jackson going to step in and do well.
Mm-hmm.
It always happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel bad for Fred Jackson just because he has never been able to just have that role.
It's like he
has. It seems like he can be a three down back.
But he had it for a minute and just couldn't. That's why they got Spiller. And then now Spiller taking over. And then sometimes they don't play. They don't run him enough. You're like, okay.
That's why if you fantasy wise, stay away from both of them. Unless it's just late round. And like a lot of people like CJ Spiller early. I'm like, eh. He's one of those guys you take a flyer on later just because he's boomer bust.
He had 933 yards, but only 2 touchdowns.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't, eh. And Fred Jackson's the same way. You don't even know how many touches he's going to get. So, I mean, once again, fantasy somewhat irrelevant at this level with this group. When it comes to wide receivers, EJ Manuel is just a little too shaky right now, which is why I think they're going to finish last. So, I mean, if you're looking for receivers, take flyers on cats at the end of the draft, but don't pick any of these cats early. And, I mean, defensively, they lost Kiko Alonso with the torn ACL, which was a blow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, defensive rookie of the year last year, he's a beast. And, I mean, this is what I was talking about with their defense, man. You got Mario Williams, you got Kyle Williams, you got Marcel Darius. That defensive line is sick. Sickening defensive line. And, I mean, linebacker-wise, now they're shot because they lost Kiko Alonso. But, I mean, Stephen Gilmore at one cornerback position, you know, they need more help. They lost Jarius Byrd in the offseason, which was a huge loss at safety. So, you know, but their defense is still solid. But their offense is pathetic. So, I mean, I expect them to finish last. They just can't get it together. I don't know what it is. They got pieces. They just can't put them together.
Yeah, and their schedule is not.
It's not bad.
Mm-mm.
But you they're just not that good.
Play New England week 6 and, you know, at New England the last game of the season.
Lost.
You know, coming down, they got at Denver and Green Bay. It's 14 and 15. So those last, their 3 of the last 4 games is going to be rough. So they're going to have to get it early. They got some winnable games, you know, Miami.
At Houston should be a win. At Detroit. You got Minnesota and the Jets.
So they
can be competitive. They got a game against Cleveland as well. So
yeah, they just have to improve it with 28th in rushing defense last year. That ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
4th in passing. I don't know how that's going to be affected with all their losses on D.
Yeah.
You know, finish 6-10.
I see them actually taking perhaps a step back and perhaps finishing 5-11 or 4-12. Yeah. I just think, I don't know with them. I just don't know.
No, it's all a gamble. I mean, it's, you know, New England, who we both feel is going to win the division.
Without question.
You know, before a bye. These other 3 teams are fighting for second. Buffalo, I don't know. I mean, if they can get that running game going, Buffalo could really at least move up and not finish last.
At least take some pressure off the young cat. So.
You know, it's almost for them, between them and the Jets, who's rushing game and defense is going to show up
and
be a lot better.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the AFC East.
There you go.
Mr. Tom Brady and all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
Now we head over to the NFC East, everybody's favorite division.
Biggest question mark division in football.
Yeah, we never know who's coming out.
Golly. Well, we know who's going to be last.
We know who's locked. Oh,
we know who's going to be last. Oh, okay. Be ready.
You know, last season, I think we thought Philly was going to end up last. They ended up winning the division at 10-6. You know, Dallas, 8-8.
I thought Giants was going to win, and shit.
They
were horrible.
And still finished 7-9 because they were awful. And then, of course, RG3 came off that injury. Didn't get no run at all during the preseason, then thrown in and just looked
horrible
on the way to finishing 3-13.
Finally got rid of that terrible knee brace.
Yeah. Mike Shanahan gone. All the controversy surrounding the name Redskins. It's still hard to not use it because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dan Snyder want to play dumb, but, you know, he always want to throw money at his team. Yeah, hopefully they can get it together. So, let's start off with the defending champs, the Eagles. We had all that DeSean Jackson distraction during the offseason. He's headed to Washington, which is going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles took over from Michael Vick. After Michael Vick got hurt, came in and just got hot. Just blew up the spot. So now he's coming in as the unanimous starter.
Yep.
Supposedly looking good in preseason. You know, trying to get better, improve to really hold on to this spot. You know, you only got LeSean Shady McCoy.
Number one pick fantasy wise. Get him. That's what you need to be getting, number one. Number one pick.
No, you got Jeremy Maclin. Hopefully he's healthy.
Yeah, I hope he's healthy. In. Then you got Mr. What's his name?
Wanna fight Negroes.
Yeah. Mr. Riley Cooper. He's been a little banged up. You got Jordan Matthews, who I like coming out of Vanderbilt. Rookie, young guy, had a big game tonight. Had over 100 yards receiving. So, I like what they're doing. You got Zach Ertz, a tight end. And I got a nice offensive line. So, they have all the pieces. And you know with Chip Kelly, he's going to be moving in lightning speed. So, hey, it would not shock me if once again they're going to be up there in offense. This is why Shady McCoy needs to be the number one pick, because he's going to get mad catches.
No, he is.
Mad touches. Yep.
They use them right, because sometimes they just feel like they want to go away from him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I might have to think about that one. But, yeah, Shady McCoy, he be killing. Man, we'll see the difference. I mean, number one at rushing. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know, their schedule is not too hectic. Got Frisco week 4. You know, Arizona, although they're not good offensively, defensively is solid. Green Bay at Green Bay week 11.
They play Seattle week 14.
But other than that,
not bad.
It's doable.
Yeah, I see them pulling out this division again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got some winnable games. Mm-hmm. You know, they passed and they were last in passing, giving up 289 yards passing.
They won't be that bad.
Yeah, I don't see them winning the division again doing that.
They won't be that bad, but they'll be a little bit improved on that side of the ball. I mean, last year you had a couple rookies, so I think this year they'll be a little bit more improved. You got Fletcher Cox up front with another year under his belt. You still got a Trent Cole on the other side. You got Michael Kendricks in the middle. I mean, they got some pieces. So, I mean, I think defensively they'll be a little bit better with a second year under their belt. And, you know, yeah, I see them finishing number one in this division again.
Ninth in passing. You know, DeSean Jackson missing. I don't know. I see that dropping. But Chip Kelly has, you know, he worked his magic the first season. We'll see how that continues. But, you know, he's still playing with that quick pace.
He got a plan.
Uh-huh. So, no, I do see them up there winning the division. I'll see by the end of this preview, but I don't know about that. On to quote-unquote America's team, basically the team everybody loves to talk about, so I guess that would make them America's team for good or bad reasons.
America about to hate me.
Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know what all about, the talk.
What about them?
You know, the owner who likes to just run his mouth.
What about the Cowboys?
You know, I know they've been rushing him back. You know,
oh, Who, Mr. Romo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they got nobody. Because even Kyle Orton didn't want to come back. He'd rather retire.
Damn.
So, I mean, they got Brandon Whedon that backup. So, yes. Yes, Tony Romo needs to be back now. Now.
No, he's
so,
back.
I mean,
looking at their numbers.
But I don't know, man. I've seen them finishing last in this division. I mean,
their offense was.
Fuck their offense. Defensively, they're going to be atrocious. Offensively, they'll be fine. You got Tony Romo. You got DeMarco Murray. You got Dez Bryant. You got Terrence Williams. You got Jason Witten. I mean, offensively, they're rock solid. And you got a solid offensive line.
Yeah,
they're rock solid offensively.
Well, 24th in rushing is not rock solid.
Well, that's because they don't run it enough.
There we go.
They brought in Scott Linehan, who was with the Detroit Lions.
So who's calling plays? I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently three different people. Scott Linehan had Reggie Bush and is the reason Jacque Bell popped up on the scene. So hopefully they will be running the ball with DeMarco Murray because when healthy and when given the damn ball, the man is a great running back.
He is.
He's an awesome running back. So this is a contract year also for Dez. So we got to make sure he keeps his head on straight. You want to get paid.
Yeah, because he had a nice breakout year last year.
Terrence Williams going to have to be a little more consistent.
Mm-hmm. Got to prove you earn the money.
But, I mean, the reason their offense is going to be so great and so potent is because they're going to be on the damn field so much because their defense is horrible.
30th in passing.
32nd going to be come next year.
27th in rushing.
32nd come next year.
And look, I heard, man, they gave up, what, I think over 5 yards a carry last year?
Cowboy fans, you can talk about how DeMarcus Ware has declined all you want. You wish you had him back right now. You wish he was on your team right now. After losing Jason Hatcher, after losing freaking Sean, I can't never stay healthy, Lee, in training camp. You lost Orlando Scandrick for the first 4 games, who, in all honesty, isn't really that great of a cornerback, and was busted for PED use. So clearly the roids or the performance-enhancing drugs weren't doing much of anything because y'all were still terrible against the pass. So you out the first 4 games. So now your defense just got worse.
And something with Claiborne just came up, I saw, but I don't know.
What is he hurt? What is he? I don't know. But I can tell you this. And looking at their schedule, they going to be last. San Francisco, at Tennessee, at St. Louis,
and New Orleans.
At Seattle. That's a loss. That's a big loss. Then they play the Giants, Washington, Arizona. Yeah. Then you got at New York Giants. Then they play Philly, at Chicago, at Philly. Then they play Indy, then at Washington. Last.
To me, I can see them.
Last.
I can see them worst case scenario kind of just being 500 early on. They have enough with the Giants and Philly. You know, Chicago should beat them.
Last.
But with the weapons they have.
They're going to put up points. Yeah. And fantasy-wise, I'd say pick everybody on Dallas. Because they're going to be – Tony Romo is throwing the ball a lot again.
Mm-hmm.
So pick Terrence Williams. Pick Dez Bryant. Pick Jason Witten. You can't go wrong.
No.
DeMarco Murray, they don't run him enough and he's injury-prone. Yeah. So you might want to stay shy away until like the middle rounds with him. And please, please, folks, by all means, leave their defense on the waiver wire. Don't touch their defense. At all. Unless you just want to lose.
Ain't no roster spots at all.
At all.
All right, and then we moving on to the disappointing Giants.
Who's going to finish third again?
Damn. Okay. Going third again. Yeah,
their offensive line's crap. It's crap and crappier. So, I mean.
They're trying to get Eli Manning to 70% completion rate.
Look, I mean, the West Coast offense is going to help him because he's going to be able to get the ball out quicker out of his hands. But, I mean, the playmakers they have, I'm not sure. I mean, next to Victor Cruz, what you got?
Nothing.
You know, they added Odell Beckham out of LSU as a rookie. You still got Reuben Randle that they picked out of LSU as well as a rookie and was supposed to pan out but has not to this point.
Nope.
Could he be another Hakeem Nicks? I don't know. But tight end wise, they ain't got nothing.
No, and the running back situation running got back, bad.
I like Rashad Jennings. I do. I like Rashad Jennings from Oakland. I think he can be a good back, but their O-line is so bad. And I like Andre Williams, who they drafted out of Boston College in, this year in the draft. But, yeah, it's not going to be enough. Their O-line is just too bad. Peyton Hill is 10 and whatever.
And I hated to hear about my man who had to leave, who had to retire.
Not
because he had with all the concussion.
Oh, David Wilson, yeah. It was unfortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw he was trying to come back and he took the wrong hit and it just it propped back up in his neck. And those neck injuries are serious and scary.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why people kind of – you kind of – are somewhat amazed at what Peyton's doing, considering this was a young guy in his 20s who had to retire. Peyton Manning had 4 neck surgeries in his late 30s, and he's still going strong.
Yes.
So it you never know. It's circumstance. You never know what could happen. So, I mean, for David Wilson's sake, you know, who knows? Maybe, will he play again? Who knows? Maybe he will get an opportunity in the future, but, you know, it's one of those things. It was like, damn, he was a first-round pick. You know, a very promising running back, and just that's the nature of the game. It's unfortunate to say, but that is the nature of the beast that is football. Things like this happen.
No, it does, man. It's just
it's sad to say, but it happens.
Yeah, and looking at their defense, I mean, it's all going to land on Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, Jason Pierre-Paul. Justin Tuck is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they added who they added in the middle? Is it Linval Joseph? I think they still have him.
They got Beeson at middle linebacker.
Yeah, there you go. They had John Beeson at middle linebacker, but he's injury prone as well. Cornerback is, you know.
Prince Akinwumira going to have to do something.
Prince Akinwumira. they're going to finish third. They just don't have enough. I mean, offensively, their O-line hopefully doesn't get Eli killed. And defensively, I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul is going to start. Without Justin Tuck now, Jason Pierre-Paul is getting double, triple teamed.
Yeah.
So his sacks, he ain't getting many of them.
Yeah, Rogers Cromartie's not the same as he.
He was good in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in Denver last year. So granted, he was surrounded by better talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that's going to factor in. But, you know, I like Dominic Rogers Cromartie, but there's just not enough there. You got to enter a role or say a safety as well. I mean, I like their defensive backfield, but, you know, linebacker wise, they don't have much. Defensive line is, you know, it's a little thin. You got John Hankins they picked last year. I'm just done. They third.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule. Their hardest time is going to be after the week 8 bye.
Yeah.
Because they got Indianapolis at home and at Seattle, home to Frisco.
Mm.
And then home to Dallas. So those 4 games are going to be real key, depending on if this team is going to win a division. Let me see. I'm going to make this decision at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of at the end, the Redskins.
Who I think will be second.
You know, had a rough of a rough season.
Yeah, it was bad with RG3 and that bulky, ugly knee brace he had. I mean, I was just like,
I hadn't heard him in many interviews. Way to go. On the damn camera last year.
And this is what I've been saying, man, with these freaking rookies. You take a page out of the Andrew Luck book. Keep quiet. Focus on your playbook. Focus on getting better, and you will be better. Thank you. I'm glad RG3 hasn't said a damn word this offseason. He's probably been focused, trying to get better, because he knew last year he was horrible. He went from being on top of the world to being crapped on all the time. Yeah, it doesn't feel good, does it?
And how's a year coming?
Yeah. And now you're like, and that goes to show that can happen to anybody. You can be on top of the world for 5 minutes, and the next thing you know, people stomping on you.
Can't start getting real diva-ish, because that's what folks was hearing.
I'm just saying, man. So I'm glad to see he's chilled out and has cut back on the advertisements and is just focused on football. Good. I heard he got rid of the brace. You got a new coach coming in. You need to learn the playbook.
Jay Gruden coming from
Cincinnati, coming from winning organization, the brother of John.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got football in the bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. DeShone Jackson, nice little toy.
Nice pickup to add with Pierre Garçon. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still got my boy Reed at tight end. Jordan Reed at tight end, who emerged last year. You know, fantasy stud. I mean, Pierre Thomas, I expect him to be a fantasy stud again. I really see them bouncing back. I think along with Alfred Morris.
Who needs a big year because he disappointed. But I don't put that all on him. They didn't feel like they rushed the ball at all.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, he's going to bounce back. And I think RG3 is going to bounce back. I mean, we saw his rookie year. The kid can play. Clearly, the kid can play. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, last year, he just wasn't right. Never really got his feet underneath him. Never really got a rhythm going in the offseason. You know, besides the whole shenanigans with their retarded owner, Dan Snyder, mm-hmm. with all the issues going on with the Redskins' name. Besides that, there really hasn't been any talk going on with the Redskins. They've been kind of kept to themselves, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. Even DeSean Jackson has kept his mouth shut since he's been there. Hasn't been talking to the media and all that stuff. You know, they seem like they're focused. And, I mean, looking at their schedule is not that hard. So that's one another reason I kind of see them finishing second.
Yeah, I've seen Seattle week 5. Frisco week 12, you know, at Frisco at Indy, that's probably their hardest two games back to back.
Yeah.
They can pull all that out. Yeah. I do definitely see them playing a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, fifth and rushing last year. I think they can still hold on to that.
Definitely.
Passing they can do better than 16th. The weapons they have now. And if RG3 can stay healthy, they get a nice mix of that, him scrambling and looking downfield. They should improve on that. Defense is going to be a question. They're pretty much middle of the pack, both mm-hmm. in passing and rushing defense.
I mean, defensively, they'll be all right. You still got Brian Arakpo, mm-hmm. You know, on one side. So you still got your guys who can rush the passer. They added Jason Hatcher, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. And their one question mark, though, you got to have with them is their defensive backfield. I mean, D'Angelo Hall, come on. Seriously. So they don't have a lot back there, so it's hopefully Jay Gruden can work some magic. I don't know, but we'll see.
Okay, so you got Philly winning this division.
Correct. Oh, fantasy-wise, I think RG3 is going to be one of the most underrated picks this year.
Ooh.
I just think he's a guy people have forgotten about. Mm. He's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. And you get him in the third, fourth round, he's going to bring you first round value, guaranteed. Because now he can run. Now he's healthy. He's had a year off from the ACL tear. People forget the man can run. You love your running quarterbacks. He's probably the best of the bunch because he can throw from the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He can throw, and he's proven he can throw from the pocket. And Jay Gruden's going to make him throw from the pocket. So in a sense, he's going to use his legs the way he's supposed to.
Right.
And he's learned, so now he's probably going to slide. So
he got a slide in his repertoire now.
Injuries might dwindle. So I'm just saying, if you're looking for value, RG3 is a nice quarterback to get. If you can get him in the third or fourth round, get him. Get him if he's there.
That's what I'm saying.
Telling you. But yes, yeah. Philly number one.
I know.
Numero uno.
Yeah, I actually think between Philly and Washington, I don't know. I think Washington is going to make a nice bounce back.
I think Washington, only because Jay Gruden's a rookie head coach. Only because. I think Chip Kelly had a chance to get his feet wet under him last year, installed his offense. The offense has a second year. They're brand new in Jay Gruden's offense. So it's going to take them a second. But, I mean, on talent alone, I just see them finishing second just because they're that talented.
The way this division has changed and all that, I'm going to go out on a limb. I still think.
Don't you dare.
It might be 10 wins to win the division. It ain't no money, but I can see Washington taking this division.
Okay. All right, but I was about to
say. Oh, you thought I was going to say who I think is a top 10 quarterback?
Yes.
Nah, I do think, because everybody said they don't run the ball enough for me. I want to throw something at the TV. I'm like, run the ball.
Nope, we won't do that.
I like Tony Romo. But if you expect Tony Romo to be an elite quarterback as to you giving the ball 50 times, no. If you haven't learned by now that he is going to throw a faux interception game twice, I say this every year. So 2 times this year, he will have a 4-plus interception game.
If you think you're lonely now.
You know, they got to make the right plays. He does get a lot of unfair treatment.
He does. I will give him that. You know, he does.
It's all his fault. Oh, the defense is ass.
It always is.
It's his fault, though. He threw that interception. I'm like, well, because he got to stay on the field all day because the defense can't do nothing. Oh, they down 15. They down 14 points. Come on, Tony Romo, lead us back and hope that our defense doesn't let them score. I mean, come on. But I do have, I actually, you know what, the way they playing, I actually would put them third and the Giants last.
Wow. Okay.
But, you know, this is, division is a crapshoot. I know our folks, 15 Word Assassin and Kyle Love, happy. You know, they loving your pick for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, and, you know, Big B with his Redskins, they're going to be shit talking all season.
Yeah, go ahead.
We love that stuff, man. We hopefully have y'all on soon and y'all can go ahead and handle it.
Yeah, right.
But, no, that's going to be a fun, I think it'll be a fun division this season. I think they'll play a little bit more to expectations, I hope.
Yeah, I think so.
And, you know, if you can't get enough Cowboys, turn on the First Take every morning.
Every morning. They talking about them.
They're going to be talking about them.
Of course. All the other teams are irrelevant.
It's a requirement.
Except for Johnny Football. Mm-hmm.
Just how radio made, Clear Channel made their stations play Fancy 150,000 times.
That's absolutely the And I hate that
ESPN.
Song. I hate that song.
We know ESPN is making them talk about.
Oh, we know.
Dallas Cowboys.
Because that's what the masses want to hear about. It's America's team, ain't it?
You know, 17 weeks. Get ready for overload.
Dallas could be Dallas could Cowboys. Be 0-16, and people would still be wanting to talk about the damn Cowboys. It's like, what?
Okay. Oh, and Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, and Johnny.
Those are the two hot topics for the season.
No question.
So, yeah, if you want to hear that. But if you want to hear a nice mix of variety of all sports, we keep it honest and real.
Tune in.
That's what you know, Brothers Lima Sports Happy Hour.
Yep.
And we're about to hit a break, y'all. Get into some of this NBA talk and some other news out there. Y'all listening to the Brothers Lima Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
A little marijuana, I'm waking at the crack of dawn, take a hit out of the bong, cause you know I got a pot thing, pot thing, pot thing, pot thing, word. Now I'm stoning and all alone, it's like 3 up in the morning, East Coast, so you know I need some hot wings, some chopsticks for my low main. Word, grab a bowl of cereal, maybe make a sandwich of whatever's left over from last night's Fast Life escargot. Rap tight, back by Best Live Show. Roll with the punch, just going with the flow. It's whatever for a second, I'm just getting in the zone. I'm Mick Jagger, I'm never even home. Ever since I pulled the sword from the stone, left a note, told mama to know when she asked my ass to be back for the show. Nope, gotta work, but maybe for dessert. It's a whole lot of hours when you take over the earth. It hurts being so damn good, it gets worse. Pervert like a big old chest and wet shirt. No sex yet, let's get to head first. Cause when I go to third, I slide in head first. Ready, set, bet I spit the best verse. When I get up on the record, I'ma make your neck work. My net worth is invested in the words. Obsessed with a text, yeah, I love literature. But it burns, rap's getting on my nerves. Everything nowadays watered down for the herbs. The real shit seems to stand in the dirt. Swept under the rug, left under the curb. Cause not yet, just resting in the burbs. Take a deep breath before getting back to work. But now it's back on, taking out the wax sauce. All for the love of B. Ashroth. Chilling in the backyard, kicking it with hacksaw. He's an alcoholic with a bad cough. It doesn't matter, he's an asshole. But plenty of us who make bad calls. But only one can change the outcome. So change it now before change is outdone. Mind over matter, but with money on my mind, I can't think of nothing. Such a funny design. Yeah, one of a kind. Taking one at a time. Let them in upon the secret that we're free as a fly. Free as a freestyle that be on the.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. So what you think? You agree? Disagree? Let us know your thoughts on the AFC, NFC East divisions. How this going to play out? Is your team on there? Did we give y'all team some love? Do you think we crapped on your team? Let us know what you thought. TheBrothersLayman at gmail.com. On Twitter, at BrothersLayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for listening to us and keep on listening.
On to the NBA. Schedule's out. Everybody hype. And it looks like the NBA did my team right because, you know, I was about to complain. But Spurs hosting the Mavericks in traditional ring ceremony. Damn right. First game better be at home. Give us our rings. Don't be doing that crap.
That's funny.
So love that. LeBron James, first game Thursday the 30th against the Knicks coming there. We know everybody's concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what other big games up close. Derrick Rose returns as a Bull.
You first damn home game. Right.
And Bulls visit the Knicks.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to show Mr. Mello what he's missing. Mm-hmm. Going to show him what he's missing out on. Could have joined this, bruh. Could have joined.
Cavs Bulls meet for first of four times in Chicago on Halloween.
It's going to be ugly. And that's exactly why it's on Halloween.
Rockets to play the Timberwolves in Mexico City. Good luck with that.
Right. Okay.
December 11th. First time we get LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
All right now.
And it looks like for Christmas, of course, it's LeBron playing in Miami.
Of course. Were we really surprised?
Rematch of the Western Conference Finals. OKC, San Antonio. That's what's up. My team's playing on Christmas. Nice. Holla. Getting love finally. And then Golden State, LA Clippers. Booyah. We know that.
It's going to be a nice Christmas.
And I'm pretty sure the Lakers is playing too. I just need to see that. But yeah, we know
at some point.
The Lakers is always on the television.
Always on Christmas, of course.
Rodeo trip will be 9 games long for the Spurs. Ooh. So the Bulls' infamous circus trip spans 7 games.
Of course.
November 7th, November 30th. Ugh, also have a 6-game trip. Ooh. Warriors play one home game between February 4th and March 12th with 11 of 12 during that stretch on the road. Ooh.
Dang.
Ooh. Clippers Grammy trip lasts 8 games, January, February, after a 7-game trip in November. Damn. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, those are the big boys. So, you know, schedule's out. We hype. I know people get to reading them. See what your favorite teams is matching up.
Can't wait.
Man, they're just getting you excited.
Yep. Closer and closer to that season, baby.
Mm-hmm. We seen the Pacers trying to make some moves. Looking at Sean Marion, hopefully to make sure he don't go to Cleveland. You know, which is tempting.
That's where he's probably going.
You know, Indy can offer him a little more money.
That's where he's probably going.
You know, but I can see him like, you know, I'm cool being the backup. Because he can still be started. He can still be a starter on a good team.
No question.
But maybe he wants to chase the ring.
I want a chip.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Paul George, you know about his injury. He still feels good, feels positive about it. Mm-hmm. You know, had his jersey changed now. He's going to be 13, so we can all start calling him PG-13.
That is the worst. I'm sorry. And I told Chris, I find that very fitting that he's PG-13. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, Kobe's rated R. Yeah, Paul George is PG-13. He's a little timid, a little quieter, a little calmer. So, yeah, it fits.
You don't come raw enough, man.
I'm telling you, hey, and that nickname is kind of weak. I'm sorry, but it is. Like, PG-13, dog?
Yeah, yeah.
PG-13? Yeah,
they still believe in him. He'll make a recovery, which I think he will. He's young enough. Yeah. You know, just being smart with it. Nice thing I saw that he bought all the, you know, because he had to change the name, he had to buy all the jerseys that were out there.
Yeah.
So he bought them all.
Yeah.
And he donated them to his
high school. That's cool.
That's good. There's a lot of good folk out here in the NBA circles. He's a good guy, so wish him speedy recovery with his team. I was shocked to find that the Raptors will fine $25,000 for comments from team ambassador.
Stupid.
Drake.
That's an overreaction. Kevin Durant. That is an overreaction.
Well, if somebody who's team ambassador to your team, who's, I guess, team affiliated in the rep, publicly is like, yeah, we going after Kevin Durant. Won't you come play for us? He's like, can't do that.
Is that what he said?
Basically, I need to look it up. But basically, he was like, yeah. wait, you know, I guess at a conference.
We waiting for you.
I was like, damn. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
But he's recruiting. He's doing what everybody else does. Yeah, he just did it at a public forum. That was just retarded. That was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, but he does what everybody else is doing. I didn't really see the... I couldn't blame Toronto for that because I'm like... I mean, I guess you can, but to me, you find him... I mean, he needs to get in trouble, not the Raptors. The Raptors had nothing to do with it.
So what Drake said is, before we leave, I just want to show one of my brothers something. Drake told the crowd, "You know, my brother Kevin Durant was kind enough to come to the show tonight and watch us. I just want to see what would happen if he came to play in Toronto. Let him know what would happen." Like, you're not supposed to have contractual talks with somebody.
It's borderline.
You know,
but yes, he's recruiting him.
And I do kind of like that. We know players is talking. Okay, we know that. We can't really prove any of that.
Yep.
But we ain't having no celebrities come out here like, "Oh yeah, we getting Kevin Durant, baby.
Just tell him what it is.
Just tell me know what you need. I got you." They're gonna be like, "Halt that."
Like in Toronto's front office. Fuck Brooklyn.
Yeah, I love that.
That will always and forever be one of my all-time favorite moments in just basketball.
Just NBA players.
That's what I want John Paxson to say. Fuck Cleveland.
Man, he can't say it. Nah, just let Joaquin Noah say it.
Exactly. Thank you. Nah. That's right, baby.
What you feel about going back to Cleveland? He give you that straight face like, "Fuck, I feel nothing." What?
We about to win W? Yeah. A win? Oh, boy. I love it.
You know, then we have Bill Simmons to be removed from NBA Countdown. He's getting
good.
On the show.
Good.
Yeah, I was happy about
that. Well, good he got removed, but I'm not the biggest Bill Simmons fan. I'm not. I mean, he's good. He's good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just personally not the biggest fan. That's just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have one.
He got too opinionated.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess he has that appeal of just a regular guy, mm-hmm. who knows the basketball stuff, which is cool. But he almost became too much of a fan as opposed to an analyst.
Yeah.
So it got a little, to me, it just got a little off the wall. It just got a little
they have to change their system around. Anyway, with their countdown team, they got a little better. I mean, it was awkward the year before with Magic and Wilbon and them on. They were just all button heads.
They were terrible. No,
but he was coming off just like,
he was just kinda,
anything Celtic. Like, I'm like, look, we know.
I know you're a Celtic fan.
But we don't need every time the Celtic is around. It's like, hey, we got to throw one or two lines like, yeah, Celtic. Okay, shut up. And then his time on the draft, like, do not do that again. Do not
ever
do that again.
Like,
and they probably will. God, Jesus. But, you know, he got his own show. I mean, the dude had, you know.
He has talent. Yeah. He's a talented guy. Right.
Grantland is great. I love checking that side out. But, yeah, I'm like to see what they do. You know, the TNT NBA.com crew or the NBA TV crew, I mean, I could watch them all day.
Oh, they're
nobody's
going to
beat.
Nobody's
EJ,
beating
Chuck
them.
And Kenny.
No, nobody's beating them. I mean.
You know, and even NBA TV people, you know, all the old players.
Yeah, with Steve Smith and Chris Webber and all them and Dennis Scott. Yeah, you ain't beating them either.
Yeah, so we'll see what ESPN does. DeMarcus Cousins injures his knee in Team USA practice, but it's still all right.
And again, nobody wants to send their players. Nope, this is why I don't want to send my players.
Yeah, man, I even saw Steph Curry was like, he considered maybe pulling out after seeing the Paul George injury.
Probably, and I mean, when you see a gruesome injury like that, yeah. Right.
Especially Steph Curry, who, what, I guess 2 years removed now?
Let's be honest. Let's say you're a kid. You're climbing a tree. You see your homeboy climb the tree. He falls out and breaks his arm. You're going to be a little hesitant to climb that tree. Mm. I mean, yeah, you see something that gruesome, I'd be a little hesitant. We see drunk driving accidents. I'm a little hesitant to drink and drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, yeah. I can't knock him for that. So, but he manned up and said, you know, I'm going to play. And, you know, I'm sure the initial shock, a lot of dudes are like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't want to do this. But then after a while, you're like, you know what? It was a freak accident. It doesn't happen all the time. So, you know, they'll be cool. I think the exhibition is tomorrow.
I think
or
so.
Sunday. Is it tomorrow or Sunday? One of the days. One of the two. So, we'll get a chance to see.
Yeah, he's not supposed to play at that game, but you know, I like the guys are still playing. You still want to compete. Like I said, if you want to put college guys in and you basically are okay with maybe having to play every year, act like you don't care. Just be like, you know, we don't care about USA basketball.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we know that's bull.
We know that.
All that marketing opportunity and money.
Get out of here.
We know you want that stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't tell you because we didn't get on it last week, and you said you didn't know. With Dan Le Batard getting suspended for them billboards.
I did not know about that, which is crazy.
I mean, first they said he went to the paper, to the Akron local paper, and was like, I want to take out an ad in the paper. And they were like, nah. So he was like, okay. And then put that billboard up. Was like, dear LeBron, thanks. Oh, no, he's like, dear LeBron, you're welcome. And it was just like two championship rings. I was like, ooh, I like that. And suspension.
You're like, really?
Of course. Like, y'all are whack. But, you know, I he does some things that are probably cool that I can see a lot of people not liking. Like when he gave his vote up for the Hall of Fame, Hall of Fame. Yeah. You know, he does stuff different. He's a Miami fan. That was tasteful. That was a nice little
jab. Yeah, it was a jab.
You know, it was better than Dan with
Dan Gilbert's freaking letter, right?
Burning jerseys. He ain't like, for LeBron.
No punishment.
He really didn't want him anyway.
No punishment.
No, it's just like, hey, man, remember where you got them ring from.
He owns the team, so he can do what he wants.
Right. But that was funny, though. So, you know, they got sensitive. I know what Max Kellerman getting suspended.
Now, for his, I kind of felt bad only because he was just telling a story of, in a sense, how not to act. How he made a mistake. And it's like, damn.
Yeah, you trying to?
I try to use myself as an example. Wrong thing to do. You can't say nothing.
Nope.
You can't say anything that is not PC. If it ain't PC, don't say it.
No, he's not bad. I mean, he does the Laker Homer stuff out here, but
he can't stand it.
You know? But I mean, if he's trying to give you, you know, an open, honest discussion, you know, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we not like that. We gonna give you open, honest.
And I like hearing Marks and Marcellus talk sometimes, just because they're two dudes who went to Ivy League schools, so they're very intelligent guys. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's good to get the perspective of, you know, kind of the yin and yang.
Yeah, and they're silly as I don't know what, you know. But you know, that show works and it's popular. And you know, I was kind of like, dang, I know he was just trying to make a point and all that. But you know, they sensitive over there. Unless you were Bill Simmons type, I'm sure. Unless you Bill Simmons or not screaming. I saw that Screaming A. Smith. That was funny. That's something like Screaming A. Smith. That's great. Or Skip Bayless. Yeah. Then
sorry.
Watch your back.
Yep. So,
all right. You know, the official news. We know that's coming in the awards. Mm-hmm. Before that, give props to somebody who did win another award, Roy McIlroy.
Good job,
Rory
sir.
McIlroy winning the PGA Championship.
That's all we're going to be hearing from now. It's Rory.
Is Rory Tiger? No, he's not. No, he is not. Like, Tiger was dominating.
Tiger was a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to win. That's not going to happen again. It was a phenomenon.
I mean, it was like every major, he was basically in the lead or basically right there.
That's what I'm like.
You know, I mean, does golf need a star? Yes. Rory is a star. You know, Tiger was like you said, a phenomenon. You don't
see,
I mean,
that.
He was killing. Like, if Rory McIlroy in the next 3 years wins like 10 majors, yes.
Then like, when Tiger was in there, you almost were like automatic W.
Yeah, he was different. You know, he was black.
Yeah, that played a role. And that played a role. And for anybody to deny that is naive. Yeah, that Nike, did play a role. Yeah.
Nike was marketing the shit out of him.
Buick.
You know, he was kind of like raw, would cuss.
Yeah.
Throw his fist up instead of just being like, oh,
slam his damn club on the ground.
Yeah, I won.
He slammed.
Like, yeah. Not like, oh, I put it in. Okay, I'm going to the next hole. Somebody like, yeah. You know, now somebody threw, oh, he threw a fist pump. I guess he's excited. Like, come on, man.
This is what I mean. This is what I was talking about last time. With a little flair in the game, little pizzazz.
Is Rory McIlroy going to jump up winnings a lot? No, that's what Tiger did. Tiger came along, but fools got paid. Now
everybody started watching golf. Mm-hmm. And everybody wanted to get their kid playing golf.
And them purses went crazy.
Yep.
That's why people wouldn't diss Tiger. They'd be like, hey.
People who don't watch golf would turn that crap on just to watch him. Just because it was Yeah, it was new. It was different.
Foos wasn't winning millions like that on the tour.
Hell no.
Tiger came on. That money came with him. They like, yes, we want Tiger to play. Play all the time because that means people watching.
And we getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kicking our ass. But you know what? I don't mind.
Don't care. I'll take it. Just fill my pocket.
You know, I came in second. I got 1.8 million. Well, fuck it. Oh, well, I'm going to keep trying. Yeah,
that's funny. But, yeah, congrats to Rory McIlroy, though. I mean, glad to see. Third straight W.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson was pushing it close. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, golf, you might have me watching
a little bit more
on
some
Sundays to see what happens.
Yeah, so happy to see. Happy to see.
We know it's going to be all the talk at the Masters.
Yep.
All of that. So, yeah, shout out to him. You know, golf trying to make his way back.
One last thing, I guess, before we go to the awards. Tony Stewart.
That was some shocking shit, man.
Dude. Yeah, prayers go out to the family of Kevin Ward Jr. 20 years old. 20-year-old kid. Killed on the track. I mean, it was... I saw the clip, and it was very disturbing to watch. Part of me, and I am not in any way defending Tony Stewart or, you know, trying to bash this kid, but, you know, part of it, the young man should not have gotten out of his car and onto that track. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to be honest about that. He should not have done that. So that played a role in it. Let's just not act like that had nothing to do with it. That did play a role. But, you know, the other part, Tony Stewart, man, for me personally, part of me was like, why are they not stopping the race?
They don't do that.
I mean,
you just put up the warning flag. But that was, you know, that wasn't a stop car race.
It wasn't. Yeah. And I guess you have different rules. And the one thing that did kind of rub me the wrong way was when Tony Stewart, I guess, afterwards came out and was like, oh, it's business as usual and I'm going to race. And it was like, dude, you just killed someone. Mm-hmm. Granted, it may not have been intentional, but you killed somebody. No, it ain't no business as usual. There's no just going business as usual tomorrow. No, dog. Yeah, and then it came out and he said he's not racing. Yeah, I bet you ain't. Because that's some traumatic shit, dude, to kill somebody.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's wondering why he got so high and... You know, because way it looked, and people were like, everybody else missed him. I was like, well, it's a track, so everybody's not
in the same lane.
Right, you know, and there was a car who almost hit him.
Yeah.
Which means I was kind of like, why is he walking down? Because you see him, and you know how the tracks go. So he crashes at the top. You know most cars are going to be like, oh, it's a crash turned car over. Let's go further down.
Yeah.
And he starts walking down, and you're like, I mean, this is when you already know the story. And you're like, oh, shit. And then you see the car almost hit him. All of a sudden, it's like.
And it just so happened to be Tony Stewart who caused
and he's
him to
flicking
caused him to crash in the first place.
Or who was involved in the crash.
Yeah.
And I think Tony Stewart probably was coming a little high to just kind of buzz him. I don't think he was trying to. Of course, I don't think he's trying to hit him. But, he's, you know, if you're driving around the track and you keep seeing dude, yap, 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 you know, this is that kind of sport where. They go back at each other. And I think he probably wanted to do one of those, I'm going to run kind of real close by you, you know, throw some dirt on you, just zoom right by you, you know, maybe, you know.
Back the fuck up, basically.
Right, throw my finger back. And, you know, it was a tragic accident. It was not smart on both of their parts.
Correct.
And, yeah, it was hard to watch. I watched it, I think, 2 minutes to make sure. I was like, wait a minute, what? But it's, you know, Tony Stewart is not the most likable guy. He's very brash and. People say he's a little dirty, but it was real sad to see. I know the racing world is taking it real hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure now they're going to be forced at this point to start looking at their rules and when it comes to accidents and getting out of cars and things like that, you know, trying to play safe. So that was sad to see.
Yeah.
And
prayers and go out to the young man's family because I'm sure that's a tragedy.
Yeah. The father said that there was no reason for it. I mean, it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
That's just like.
It should not have.
We talked about everything else with Robin Williams and all this stuff. Nathan Ferguson and all that stuff shouldn't have happened. It's just smarter heads on both sides need to just calm down and be smart.
Yeah.
And just, you know, say, all right, and just leave it at that. So,
exactly.
You know, prayers out to them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get on to the awards. Wrap this thing up.
All right.
I think we both have the same Norse award.
I actually have a different one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, he saw one. All right. Well, let's do the obvious.
Okay.
Norse. It is finally official.
Official. It's finally official.
Steve Ballmer is officially
the owner of the Clippers. Donald Sterling's property. Thank the Lord, because I was so sick and tired of hearing about Donald Sterling. There's Donald Sterling. He's suing them again. And he's suing this, and he's countersuing. No more.
It's over.
And apparently, his last countersuit was denied. So I'm sure judges are like, "Dude, we're tired of you. Mm-hmm. Go away."
The NBA is suing him. You're
done. So, thank God, Steve Ballmer. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes. It's official. Got the $2 billion. That era is done with. I'm very happy. You know, we said, till it's official, we ain't saying nothing. We ain't getting happy. None of that. So, yay, Poppy Bottles. Sterling era is over.
Thank God.
Steve Ballmer. I think you still pay too much, but if you're coming to this team and you're all about winning and trying to make this a solid team, I'm all for it. Now, let's see what you're going to do. But, yay, no more Sterling.
Thank God. You can go
back to being a dick landlord.
Because
we know that ain't going to change. You crying, all that. Take your billion and be quiet and go bother some people.
There you go.
All right.
For my Norse Award, mine is going to go to these two young African-Americans that are playing in the Little League World Series. Get their names correct. Mm. Number one we already know about is Monet Davis, young girl playing for Philly. And she became the first girl in the Little League World Series to throw a shutout. So congrats to her. Tip my cap off to her. And this girl is unreal, man. From what people are saying, she throws 70 miles an hour on her fastball. I mean, whew.
That's crazy.
And from what people have said, I guess that's equivalent to, you know, a major leaguer throwing 90. So I'm like, she got some heat. So, you know, good
that's
for
crazy.
Her. And, you know, she's drawn the attention of a lot of the major leaguers. A lot of the guys tweeted about her and the game and all that good stuff. So, you know, she's drawing national attention for good reasons. And these are things you like to see. Young kids. She's very articulate, very smart. About her studies as well. Apparently she commutes an hour and a half to school every day. So that's dedication. That's somebody who wants to get an education, wants to succeed in this world. And, you know, I'm very happy, very, very happy. You know, especially to see an African-American young girl to prosper and succeed like this, especially with the boys going up against these young kids and young men. And she's balling. She's kicking their butt. So had 8 strikeouts tonight. So good for her. The other young man I wanted to talk about was Pierce Jones, representing Chicago yesterday, and went 4 for 4, had 3 home runs and a triple. So another young African-American young man. Apparently the whole team is black.
Oh.
So, you know, it's good to see these young black kids playing baseball. It's something that, you know, Major League needs an infusion of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need an infusion of African-American talent. You have the Latino talent. You know, you have Caucasians and white kids who play the game. You got to get these black kids in. I know they have the RBI program and all that, but it's not enough.
No.
It's not enough.
They get drawn. You like to see, you know, black kids playing it. So, yeah, seeing them in Little League, you know, actually, you know, getting some camera time to actually see black kids playing it. Yeah, there are black ball players.
Yes.
You know, but of course, you know, it doesn't get shown as much. But, you know, people watch the Little League World Series, see these kids. So hopefully that sends out some positive vibes.
Definitely.
All right. Let's get on to our other one, the what the fuck moment.
Mm-hmm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, man. I'll let you go first. What you got on this?
Well, mine's going to go to... It's going to go to Johnny Manziel. It's kind of similar to what I had with Michael Sam. He played one game against the Detroit Lions, second and third stringers, ran a little bit, threw a few passes here and there, and everybody's acting like he was just the next coming of Steve Young. I don't get it. When this young kid, who is Blake Bortles, is killing. You know, now people are starting to talk about Blake Bortles, but I'm like, Blake Bortles was the first quarterback picked, and he ain't getting no love. And Johnny Manziel getting all the love.
Yeah, we knew that was happening.
I mean, come on, dude. So that's why I'm like, come on. I know he's flashy, and I know he got the flair and all that stuff. The kid got to beat out Brian Hoyer first before we start just getting ahead of ourselves. I mean, it was the same thing we talking about with Tim Tebow. He had to beat out Kyle Orton. Same thing with any of these kids. Colin Kaepernick had to beat out Alex Smith. You got to beat out the veteran in front of you first. So, yes, he had flashes, but I mean, so do a lot of these undrafted free agents and a lot of these young guys who probably aren't going to make the team. So that's why I'm not impressed. Show me some against starters, and then I will be impressed. But until that point, we all need to slow down, pump the brakes a little bit, and realize that this is a kid who has been in the NFL for that long and still has so much to learn and so much growing to do. Let's calm down and give him an opportunity to learn, because we're putting a lot of pressure on him, and the last thing people want to see is him fail. Well, in all honesty, there's probably a lot of people out there who want to see him fail.
Mm-hmm. I know they do.
But, I mean, me personally, I don't want to see the kid fail, but the pressure that's being placed on him and all the expectations is going to lead to failure if we don't lighten up a little bit, because what's going to happen is Brian Hoyer, with every loss that happens, the noise is going to mount a little bit louder for Johnny Manziel to play. You're going to force him in when he's not ready. And when the team, honestly, the supporting cast probably isn't good enough, considering Miles Austin is a number one receiver. I mean, and what is he going to do differently than Brian Hoyer? Run? He going to get knocked the hell out then, if that's the case. So let's pump our brakes and relax before we just throw all this praise and gratitude and all this fantastic praise to Johnny Manziel for playing 5 minutes against third stringers. Who cares?
Yeah, he'll get his time. You know, once they start looking bad and struggling, you know,
and then we're gonna put him on a bad and struggling team. Right. What sense does that make? And then if he sucks, the floodgates are going to open and critics are going to clown his ass.
Look, I want to see what he does in the next 2-3
years. He's going to be Twitter murdered.
But if he plays 3 years later, he gets time and doesn't do nothing, oh well. Then we know.
He's going to get murdered on Twitter.
He didn't play well his rookie year. What is his rookie year?
Thank you.
All right, my what the fuck moment is still related to this sale. And when I heard this news,
I couldn't believe it.
Shelly Sterling, she gets her not only the sale, but when I heard she gets to be Clippers number one fan for life, I'm like, what? What the hell? That already set it off. And then Jonathan sent me some stats, which I actually found, that I got to read off to you, that this is what Shelly Sterling gets for the sale of the Clippers. First off, she is, you know, the one of the trustee. It's her trustee now. She's holds the position.
Mm-hmm.
So the $2 billion is in the trust that she's basically in charge of. So outside of that, up to 10% of the Clippers, of the $200 million, will be spun off into a charitable foundation that Shelly Sterling will run. Under terms detailed in the court filing, also will receive 10 tickets in Section 101 or 111 for all Clipper games in Los Angeles. 2 courtside tickets for all Clipper games in Los Angeles. 6 parking spots and locked seat for each game. 12 VIP passes, including access to Lexus Club, Arena Club, or Chairman's Lounge and Media Room or equivalent for each Staples game. 3 championship rings following any Clippers title, and titles of Owner Emeritus and Clippers number one fan for the rest of her life.
She might as well be an owner. She might as well have a percentage of the damn team then. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, she's still part owner of the team.
Yeah,
she's still part owner of the damn team.
And then when you Google the definition of emeritus, for those who don't know, someone who once held a position or office and who, although not required, is allowed to keep his title. An example of emeritus is a professor of mathematics who retired but who gets to keep his title as a professor. He will be called an emeritus professor. So she's technically still an owner. It's written in there that she was the owner of the team. That she gets recognized as previous owner of the team. The fuck? Really? Oh, it was just your husband? Bullshit. You co-bolt in a lot of this crap. You know, I don't think y'all had a split when he was dicking Latinos and blacks for housing. You was probably cool with that. Reports came out that you was always pretending to be somebody so you could spy on them. But all that you get, you still get to come to home games. You still get tickets in the contract. You get tickets.
A bunch of them.
That's fucked up. Basically, her name is still
associated with the team.
And you can say all you want. Look, do you want to say maybe it was part of it for the sale to go quickly? I guess so. But some of that is still, like, I'm not giving you the ability to just come back to the games whatever the fuck you want.
I wonder how this is going to affect the players and within your organization and Doc Rivers. What they're going to honestly think of this.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be like, oh, she gets to die the number one clip of it. Really? You? You, if when I think of Clipper fans,
you are I think of Clipper Daryl.
Clipper Daryl. Yeah, fucking Billy Crystal.
Yeah. What's his name? Who's the little dude? Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah, even the chick who played,
oh my God.
Oh my fucking God.
You see, we do sports, not acting.
Yeah, guys, it's an 80s cartoon. But anyway, it's just, I'm like, wow. Really? Yep. The fuck? Really, bitch? Like, I still need all these perks.
Yep, of course.
Bitch, I gave you $2
million. $2
billion. Yeah, excuse me. $2 billion. And you like, well, I still need some extras. You know, if you want the sale to go through, I'm giving. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If this was a deal breaker.
Fine. Fine. Just to get his ass out, I guess.
He overpaid. I guess he didn't care if she still was around, but this would bother me as a player. This would bother me. In fact, when this comes out, I'm gonna be like, really? I still got, you know, I still got to see that bitch? I mean, I still got to see that bitch, huh?
Yep.
Okay. You know, okay. I'm the number one fan.
Number one fan.
So that basically, that gets to go on her tombstone.
Whatever. I got nothing left to say.
That's terrible, man.
Nothing left to say.
It says it all. Yeah. What? What the fuck? I can't stand it.
Yep.
But, you know, glad we got football coming around to take my mind off this crap.
Yep.
And win.
Mm-hmm.
And all I got to say is win the Clippers because they are a championship contending team. If you do win it next year, I do not want to see her ass on that podium.
No.
He does, and Adam Silver is a cool guy, I hope he's like, it trickles down her, you can't be on that podium. Yep. I don't care if you owner emeritus. You ain't owner. You ain't part of this. Sit your ass down. It will be a bad look.
You're a fan. You're a fan.
It will be a bad look.
Since you want to be a fan so bad, you're a fan.
I ain't never seen Jack Nicholson on stage exactly. All them championships.
Sit your ass down somewhere. My gosh. You know what? I'm done.
Made me sick. So, thank y'all for tuning in once again to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our podcast on blackisonline.com. Search for Brothers Lemon, and you'll find us there. Please make sure you check out all the other shows that we offer on the Black Is Network. The Break, hosted by Casey Lehman. The Jam with Merc 80. Just put out one with Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to y'all.
That was
a fun conversation. The Brown Girl Hour with KC&T.
Yep.
Culture Connection with Brother Malcolm.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Talking about is America ready for white non-majority narratives in film? And based on that movie Exodus, where everybody who's Egyptian is white, don't seem like it. And of course, turn my headphones up, where it's all about playing some stuff that bump.
Yep.
You can find all them shows on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Just look under Black Is. Leave us a review when you guys are on there. You know, we love the 5-star kind. Let us know what you think. If y'all want to shout out to us directly, hit us up via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter @brotherslehman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up, and thank you for tuning in to us, the longtime listeners. Thank you for continuing to listen, and for the new listeners, we definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to us. Go ahead and tell all your friends and your loved ones about us. Tell us your mamas, your daddies, your sisters, your brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Go ahead and tell all your peoples. Go ahead and tell your dogs, your cats, chickens, frogs, roosters, fishes.
Gotta do the divisions.
Tell your turtles. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Tell your Jets. Tell your Patriots. Tell your Dolphins. Tell your Bills. Who else we got?
Tell your Eagles. Tell your Cowboys. Tell your Giants.
Yep.
There aren't any Redskins, so don't tell them.
Yeah.
We don't
tell the Native Americans about the Brothers Layman Happy Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Word is born, he's casting on the mic, fantasizing a lot. So-called MCs, wannabe rappers and all that, whatever. You get to not rock, kid. Yo, you thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not, hope you have better luck next time. You thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not, hope you have better luck next time. So just perhaps you want to challenge my style of rap. Talking about you bus caps, we know that's just a pile of crap. The underground is where I dwell at. It's where I find my heaven and where you find your hell at. You're in my clutches now. You get slid up and lit up just like some duchess now. See, I'm hard to define. My mind travels far from ghettos to galaxies representing gangsta. The street life, the reason why my mic ignites. I bring more ruckus than a nightclub fight or bar brawl. I'm swinging lyrics like broken glass, Paul, the scar, y'all. Hold your head, cause all that weak shit is dead. See, the times are changing, and me and my peeps is getting crazy fed. So remember, when you're writing your rhymes, stop fantasizing, and bring some real shit next time. Yeah, bring some real shit. Yo, you thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not, hope you have better luck next time. You thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not, hope you have better luck next time. I do what I have to do to master you and capture you until you recognize what my rapture can do. You thought I wouldn't step up to keep my rep up. I ain't them other kids. I don't need to play no catch up. I got too much pride for this. I know some niggas that'll ride for this. With me, it's do or die for this. Street knowledge, intellect, and spirituality. My survival package as I deal with reality. I'm like Fishburne and Hoodlum when I come to do them. Chew them up, spit them out. The most respected, no doubt. You've seen me in action, so act like you've been knowing. The G-U-I-U of the gang, I've been flowing. Just like the River Niger all the way to the Hudson. Had so many lyrics stashed, and I couldn't wait to bust some. Lately, I've watched this game evolve and elevate. So now I push my music like drug dealers push weight. Straight like that, straight out the gate. Cause it's never too late to set this fucking record straight. But it is too late for you and your crew, son. You had the audacity to come against me, the gifted one, and Primo with the tracks to inspire my next line. You got no wins here, so better luck next time. You thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not, hope you have better luck next time. You thought you bought your best lines, but they couldn't touch mine. I rocked you and you're not. Yeah. Better luck next time.